call the meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Community Services District order and ask that you would stand and join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of Director Peeves.
Turn over legal counsel with regard to adding an item to the agenda.
Mr. General Manager, did you want to introduce the item?
For the board, this morning at about 5 a.m. I received an email from CSDA that asked for support with an opposition letter to AB 1479, which is going to be heard on July 11th in the Senate Judiciary Committee. And what AB 1479 provides for in general is regards to the Public Records Act and some changes being made administratively that don't affect us very much but do affect other agencies, and then the addition of fines of no less than $1,000 for penalties involving lateness and this kind of stuff with the act. So we want to oppose that because things happen, and with that I'll turn that over to council since that occurred prior to coming onto this agenda.
So as your general manager just explained, there's this item that's come to the attention of the board, and it did come to the attention of the board after the agenda was posted because he did receive it this morning. In order to add the item to the agenda for your consideration tonight, we have to make two findings. The first, as I mentioned, is that it came to the attention of the board after the agenda posted. We can clearly meet that one. The second is that there's a need to take immediate action. In order to make that finding, we first have to determine if we have time to schedule a special meeting to consider this item. The hearing is on July 11th, as your general manager indicated, which means comment letters need to be received by the 10th, which is next Monday, just a couple days from now. So what we'd like to do is if we can pull the directors to see if we can establish a quorum for a special meeting. We do need 24 hours to post an agenda, so we'd like to start pulling your availability for this Friday, July the 7th.
What time? Wait a minute, did I misunderstand? You want to have a special meeting on Friday?
Correct.
What
if we can establish a quorum.
Anytime.
I think anytime.
My actually Friday works okay for me.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I understood.
Yeah. Early Friday morning work?
Yeah, early.
7:30?
Yeah.
7:30?
Yeah, short meeting.
Does it need to be earlier? I can be
there
at 5.
We need 3.
I can be there at 7:30.
Correct. You need a quorum, so we'd need at least 3 directors.
Okay.
But the clarification, and so I don't know if I am remembering correctly. If there's only 3 members, then it has to be unanimous because we are a 5-person board. Is that correct?
Well,
it can't be 2-1 and pass.
Well, if we were to add the item to the agenda, if we weren't able to add a special meeting, then we would add the item to the agenda tonight, and that would require either all 4 of you to vote to add it to the agenda, or
I'm fine with Friday. I just, that was for clarification.
Right.
I'll talk to you about it later.
Right. Sounds like a consensus of 7:30 Friday morning.
Where?
So, you can make it here.
Okay.
So we will post a special meeting agenda for Friday, July 7th at 7:30 to consider the item.
Perfect. Thank you.
We can get this open, right, Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you can get the letter done by?
We'll bring Carol in early tomorrow to get it posted before 7:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So maybe 7?
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you. Public comments. First one, April Macbeth.
And Kathy
Mullen.
Oh, Kathy, I'm sorry.
Carol,
you want to
send us an email reminding us
for our calendar? Yes. Hi, I'm April Macbeth with the Discovery Bay Garden Club, and Kathy is our designer who designed your garden for you. We're on our butterflies that are out in front. She's the culprit that got it started. We just checked the plants. They look great, all but one, and Brian's going to take a quick check on that, see if sure it's getting water. And we have finally received our certification of appreciation for this Monarch Way Station. And it says, Monarch Way Stations provide milkweed, nectar plants, and shelter for monarchs throughout their annual cycle of reproduction and migration. Monarch Watch awards a certificate to the Town of Discovery Bay, the Discovery Bay Garden Club, and Boy Scout Troop 514, who, you know, did physical labor. And we have a certification number now throughout Northern America, number 16329. So with this certificate, we're in hopes that you can maybe put it up someplace or other to brag about the Monarch Way Station. And we have a nice little butterfly pin that I know each of you will wear daily.
Thank you very much. It was our pleasure to do it.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Yep. So yep. It's worked out great. We're just
Bill Helfrich.
Hi, I'm Bill Helfrich. My address is 661 Meter Court. I have a question on the approval of the draft minutes. You're approving the resolution for the budget, and it's for two fiscal years in the resolution. The request of your finance manager was that it was just for 17-18. And I double-checked that on the audio of the last meeting at 36 minutes 46 seconds to 37 minutes 5 seconds. She specifically says you're only approving 1 year.
Well, that's half of it. Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar.
Move to approve.
I second.
The motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion's approved. Area agency reports. I don't see the supervisor's office here. I don't see the sheriff. Officer Thomas, please.
Hello, board. Officer Thomas, the California High Patrol. What we had activity out here last month, I just got some of the rest. I wasn't able to get the book was tied up somewhere, but the rest we did have out here, we had in the Discovery Bay area and the 82 area, there was two DUI arrests, one arrest for one arrest for a hit and run. The surrounding area, called B406, like Highway 4 and around, there was four DUI arrests out there, so that was it. Citations issued out here, just out here, there was 18 speed citations, 5 for registration, 6 for other. Miscellaneous, like window tint, things like that, and one other equipment violation. In the surrounding area, there was Highway 4 and out the side of Sturdy Bay, there was 37 additional speed citations issued, 17 for stop sign, 2 for vehicle right-of-way violations, 9 for registration, and that's what we had up here last month. So like I said, the other arrest, which would have been maybe a stolen vehicle or something, I don't have that. Do you guys have any questions?
I don't mean to put you on the spot. Last month you did a survey over on Discovery Point.
Uh-huh.
Can you talk about that?
The survey, County Rose did the survey.
Yes.
I can just tell you, they gave me a copy of it. I can just tell you what they did. Let me, I think I have it in here. It's probably in my other phone. So the survey they did up here on, this is what I have here. So this one's on the survey they go over.
Okay.
What it is.
But in the 25 mile.
In the 25 mile.
Which the last survey they did was in the 40 mile hour. So that's the difference.
Yeah, that would be the difference there. So did you guys get a copy of this one?
I did not, but I did get word that it was taken. Yeah.
Okay, so what they have, and this was done 500 feet south of Carrillo Point, and then there's 2 days they did it, on the 13th of June and on the 14th of June, which they have northbound and southbound directions. So on the 13th of June, the speed limit area is 25, and then the overall average 85th percentile of the speed was 38 miles an hour average on that, and that was on the 13th for you get for I think that was southbound. Yes, I'm sorry, that was northbound. For southbound on that same day, average speed was 34 miles an hour. And then on the 14th for northbound, 38 again, and then 34 again for the next day. So, and then there's different times on here. I think Terry has a copy of this.
Yeah, Terry was unable to show up. Terry Mahaney, I think, is who comes regularly to talk about the traffic.
And Greg. But they have a copy of this. I mean, I'm sure you can get a copy of the county roads.
Sure.
If you want, I can give you this copy if you need it. Because I did another copy. And you guys probably could give me some good information. But there's it's all broken down into times and everything. You know, so that's my expertise on this stuff.
That's great.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Officer Thomas.
Thank you. See you guys.
Take care.
Moving on to manager's report. Water meters?
Yes, I'll bring up Dina to give you an update on our water meter project.
We have not utilized the construction contingency. Staffing is at 80%, and staffing contingency we have not utilized as of yet. Construction costs. The water meter project construction costs to date are $941,495. We have retained $47,075. The meter project change orders to date are $244,245. We retained $12,000 of that money, and $52,000 are the meter project resident change orders. $180,000 are infrastructure change orders. Okay. This is our phase update. We are into phase 7 right now. We have installed 273 type 1 meters. We've installed 2,278 type 2 meters, 153 type 3 meters, leaving us with 442 properties that were skipped, of which 343 are type 3s and 99 were difficult installations. And again, I just gave some examples of difficult installations. There are either palm trees, can't locate a service, vacant lots, brick or stones built, or mailboxes built over the meter box. Okay, for some of our updated news here, which is not always good news, but hopefully we'll get this done. Some meter delays. I believe some of you were aware that there are meter delays that are due to back-ordered meters. We've ordered 400 one-inch meters. They're scheduled to arrive by the end of this week. We have our fingers crossed and hope that they do. We've received the readers already today, but there weren't with them. So we've ordered 700 three-quarter inch meters. They should be shipped next week. They're coming from Colorado, so we're hoping within a week or two we will receive those. We decided to keep the project going even though we had some meter delays, and so what we did was we plumbed everything and we put in a meter coupler. That meter coupler will be replaced with a meter. It's about a 5-minute delay in water service for your resident, and it's a drop, tighten, and go. So far today, though, 2,246 residential properties will fall off the tax roll. Those are residential properties that have meters installed, and they will receive their first volume use bill as of August of 2017. That leaves 1,285 residential properties remaining on the tax roll at the 2016-17 rate, plus the account charge at the 17-18 rate. And I'll get more into that on the next page slide. Notices are being sent this week to inform residents of this. The next slide just represents, a copy of the letter that we're sending to the residents that explains this kind of difficult and confusing situation as best as we thought we could. If your water meter was not installed on your property on or before June 30th, you will not be charged for a meter water volume use until January 1st of 2018. Your first metered water volume bill for January 2018 will arrive in February 2018. Your annual property tax for fiscal year 17-18 will look as such. It will include a half a year unmetered water charge, which is for July through December 2017, for at the 16-17 rate. We had to keep that rate flat because in our rate study, we did not populate that next column in a unmetered rate, expecting fully that we would have had this project included. If a water meter, it would also include a half year of regular account charge, January, which would represent January through June of 2018, at the 17-18 increased new rate. If a water meter was installed on your property on or before June 30th, meter volume charges begin on July 1st, 2017, and you should receive your first bill, as I stated before, in August 2017.
I have a question for you. Sure. What percentage are installed and what percentage aren't installed?
I didn't calculate the percentage, right?
Roughly?
It
looks like 62% are complete. So is that over 50% of the water meters have been installed and will be the second part of the letter?
Probably.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
I would suggest that the first thing you put up there is if you had the water meter installed, because it's less confusing.
Okay.
And then those 50% or 60% of the people can read that and not get bogged down in the unfortunately more confusing part that another 40% are going to have to look at.
Yeah.
But rather than get everybody confused or look or be overwhelmed or not understand and generate more phone calls, maybe if we put the simple part at the top and then move the more complicated part to the bottom, it might work better.
I appreciate that suggestion. Unfortunately, I wish I had it last week.
I said
everything's been sent to the printer and they should be out. I know, I apologize.
Never mind.
Thank you.
So, Dina, do we know the completion date? The reason I ask that question is because they won't be built with a water meter until it's complete. So is that looking like the end of the year? When can the residents expect to see that?
See their meter installed. We're hoping at the end of November 30th. It has to be done. And I told our staff in December. It just has to be done. So all residents should have a meter by December of 2017.
Does this bring up a good point, Bill? Does this actually address the billing of the water meter?
The very bottom it does, yes.
When it's complete, that's why I was asking that question.
So what I would look at is
the bill for the water meter to the president?
For their bill. No, it does not. And I will not be able to calculate that until
they're all complete. I'm with you.
And done.
My bad.
It will take me a few months. We are constantly keeping that updated, but just to double check and go through all those line items and make sure. I probably won't have those bills out. And then we also have to give the residents some time to decide if they're going to pay up front or on the payment plan. So those are details that we're still looking at.
So we can really look at next year before bills will be...
Included the water meter portion. Yes. Yeah, the installation will not be on the bills until 2018. So I just did a quick summary for my last slide here and just showed you that the total project meter installs, the projects were 3,531. To date, 2,246 are installed. That's 63%. The total project budget is $3.1 million, and the budget utilized is $1.9, and that's about 62%. So we're kind of following a track, you know, that is right on. Are there any other questions?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you. Any director's reports?
None.
Any other correspondence? I just have a question about the weed abatement. Are we making sure the fire department gets those? Because they're the ones that have to.
Yes, and code enforcement.
So they're getting copies of all of them.
Yes, and county code enforcement. We'll let them know as well.
Any future agenda items?
Not at the moment.
Hearing none, then I will look for a motion to adjourn until Friday at 7:30.
I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn the meeting until Friday at 7:30.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well done. Passed. We're adjourned.
Thank you.